Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day, with 958,820 views on Friday the 16th of November 2018. Our article of the day is Arecibo Message. The Arecibo Message is a 1974 interstellar radio message carrying basic information about humanity and Earth sent to globular star cluster M13 in the hope that extraterrestrial intelligence might receive and decipher it. The message was broadcast into space a single time via frequency-modulated radio waves at a ceremony to mark the remodeling of the Arecibo radio telescope in Puerto Rico on 16 November 1974. The message was aimed at the current location of M13 some 25,000 light-years away because M13 was a large and close collection of stars that was available in the sky at the time and place of the ceremony. The message consisted of 1,679 binary digits, approximately 210 bytes, transmitted at a frequency of 2,380 MHz and modulated by shifting the frequency by 10 Hz, with a power of 450 kW. The ones and zeros were transmitted by frequency shifting at the rate of 10 bits per second. The total broadcast was less than 3 minutes. The number 1679 was chosen because it is a semi-prime, the product of two prime numbers, to be arranged rectangularly as 73 rows by 23 columns. The alternative arrangement, 23 rows by 73 columns, produces an unintelligible set of characters, as do all other XY formats. The message forms the image shown on the right when translated into graphics, characters, and spaces. Dr. Frank Drake, then at Cornell University and creator of the Drake equation, wrote the message with help from Carl Sagan, among others. The message consists of seven parts that encode the following, from the top down, the numbers 1, 1, to 10, 10, white, the atomic numbers of the elements hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and phosphorus, which make up deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA, purple, the formulas for the sugars and bases in the nucleotides of DNA, green, the number of nucleotides in DNA, and a graphic of the double helix structure of DNA, white and blue, a graphic figure of a human, the dimension, physical height, of an average man, and the human population of Earth, red, blue/white, and white respectively, a graphic of the solar system indicating which of the planets the message is coming from, yellow, a graphic of the Arecibo radio telescope and the dimension, the physical diameter, of the transmitting antenna dish, purple, white, and blue since it will take nearly 25,000 years for the message to reach its intended destination, and an additional 25,000 years for any reply. The Arecibo message is viewed as a demonstration of human technological achievement, rather than a real attempt to enter into a conversation with extraterrestrials. In fact, the core of M13, to which the message was aimed, will no longer be in that location when the message arrives. However, as the proper motion of M13 is small, the message will still arrive near the center of the cluster. According to the Cornell News Press release of November 12, 1999, the real purpose of the message was not to make contact but to demonstrate the capabilities of newly installed equipment. On the 16th of November 2018, Google released a doodle to commemorate the 44th anniversary of the transmission. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 3:08 UTC on Saturday, the 17th of November 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Arecibo Message. This podcast is produced by Arbels May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbels May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Nicole. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.